Welcome back, everybody. It's 34 minutes after the hour. We're talking with veteran film and television actor Lee Kessler. She's the author of the espionage novels White King and the Doctor, and the predecessor, or the book To Follow, White King Rising. And we have, Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, I'm right here.
Lee, I wanted to let you know, we have a caller online. His name is Leonard from Phoenix. Leonard, go ahead. You're on with Lee Kessler.
Hi, Lee. Hi.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, I was just curious on the name to your first book and then the second. How'd you come up with that?
Well, that's part of the mystery of the books is who is the White King. But White King is a reference to a chess piece. And the Doctor is the actual nickname for Ayman al-Zawahiri. He's known in al-Qaeda circles as the Doctor. And so the stories unfold as the heroes are trying to figure out who is the White King, who is really being targeted here.
Leonard, so that's why you need to read this book, and you're going to find out at the end who the White King is.
All right. Sounds interesting.
Well, okay. Leonard, we're going to go ahead and get you a copy of the book, so I'm going to send you back to Mark. He'll take down your contact information, and compliments to Lee. We're going to go ahead and send the book out to you.
Okay, thanks. Good show, and interesting book. I'll be glad to read it.
Okay, well, enjoy the adventure, Leonard.
Thanks, Leonard. Thanks for calling the show. Lee, I wanted to ask you, you were talking, we were just finishing up before the commercial break about the fifth column, the Trojan horse, and I think you were mentioning that, in essence, they're trying to get us, they're trying to destroy us from within. Is that right?
Yes, that's the premise of my stories. And I think every American became aware over time here that after 9/11, we should have become more united. Instead, we became progressively more divided and more hostily divided and more ineffective. It's almost like a dysfunctional family, what's happened in government there in Washington and so on. And with that happening, that would have to be coming from a strategy of divide and conquer. And that's what made me start to look in the areas of fifth columns, Trojan horses. What is it that could happen to us that would cause us to divide ourselves? And was this enemy trained in this area, and would he think to use it, and is he smart enough? And he is. This is a very brilliant guy.
You know, it's very interesting. I thought after 9/11 that at one moment there we were more united as a nation than I can ever remember in my lifetime. But right now I see a lot of division with us.
Mm-hmm. No question. And had we stayed that way, this enemy would not have made anywhere near the inroads that they have. Since we didn't, however, that's a sign that we've gone at the effect of some of their most basic strategies. There's a character in the books who's their propaganda chief by the name of Samir. And as I look out, and I'm sure the readers will too after they've read them, and you look out or turn on the television, you go, oh man, I see a whole lot of people who've been Samirized that have just fallen for it, you know?
And you know, it was just last week, and my goodness, it was the nation's top counter-terrorism officials. I mean, they were very blunt. They came right out with this, and they were talking about how al-Qaeda is actively targeting right now inside the United States.
Yeah, in fact, you might want to give me the exact source on that, because I have to sort of line these up and coordinate them and say, well, this was in the book, published at such and such time, now you've got it. But they've known it, and any terrorist or al-Qaeda or any group would be operating under the protection of our Constitution, so there's only so much can be done till they do something. So we're very, very vulnerable, not just to the military attacks. To bring us down, we can withstand a great deal in terms of attacks. We don't want to have to, but we can. And I think there's never been an enemy of the United States that really thought they could bring us down militarily, you know, in my lifetime anyway. But we could be brought down by compromising us so much psychologically, by terrifying us so that we weaken ourselves, and that we are dumbed down and drugged up, if you will, to the point that we can't think, we can't reason, and we can't face what we need to face. I think that's what's happening here.
But you know, Lee, I believe that if as Americans wake up and they become educated and they get to understand who our enemy is, I think we're pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I totally agree. That was my whole purpose in doing my project, was to help Americans wake up and face something that they're going to need to have to face rather than avoid it or assume it isn't there. But to wake up, look at it, and almost just by doing that, we win, because this enemy's counting that we won't look and we wouldn't have the courage to. But I think we're very brave people and a very smart people. They're just trying to undermine our intelligence through some of the tactics they deploy.
And Lee, with that, I'm on a hard break. I'd like to hold you over if I can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lee Kessler. The book is White King Rising. Her website is whitekingrising.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.